Right, let's start off with cricket. India proved far too strong for the Proteas in their opening T20 International at the Hollywoodbets Kingsmead Stadium last night. Now, the visitors romped to a convincing win by 61 runs to take a 1-0 lead in the four-match series. India scored 202 for 8, while South Africa only managed 101 all out. India star batsman Sanju Samson scored a brilliant 107 off just 56 balls, while South Africa's Hendrik Claassen and Ryan Rickelton could only manage 24 and 21 respectively. That was
tough.
It was a rough sight.
We were never really in it. At no point did you think, okay, these guys have got it under control.
I think India had it under control from the beginning. That power play was crazy. Samson also just...
He batted very well
for a youngster.
But again, the highlight was seeing how many people in KZN came out to the cricket, right?
It was crazy. It was crazy to see how the love of cricket is still there in KZN. The next game is in the series is tomorrow at St. George's Park in Gqeberha. And then over to some rugby. Springbok loose forward Kwagga Smith will earn his 50th test cap when the Springboks line up against Scotland at Murrayfield tomorrow. Franco Mostert and Argie Snyman return after long spells on the sidelines due to injury. Coach Rassie Rasmus named Gibbon Etzebeth as captain, with Sia Khaleesi starting on the bench. Now, the bench has 7 forwards and 1 back. The team shows 11 changes to the starting team that defeated on Argentina in their closing rugby championship clash in September. Jaden Hendrikse starts at scrum half with Andre Pollard at fly half. And then ending off with some football, Liverpool boss Arne Slot insists no one within the club is getting carried away with their impressive start to the season. A victory at home to Aston Villa later means they will go into the international break top of the Premier League.
The only expectations I have is that they work every day as hard as they can to get their habits, and that's the only thing we focus on. I'm not asking them to win every game. I'm hoping them they do. What I do ask from them is that they put the effort in on a daily basis.
Defeat at Anfield would allow Manchester City the chance to overtake them, but the defending champions have lost 3 games in a row ahead of their match with Brighton. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.